You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
We have Philippians 4:4-5. Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand." This is the end of our verse. There's some great continued advice after that to let our anxiety be turned over to the Lord, not to be anxious, but just focusing on these verses. They're more something that needs to be embraced and expressed and receive a lot of exposition. Even so, a few comments. The idea of rejoicing always, at all times, can be a daunting one. How does that work? Isn't Paul aware of the tragedy and the difficulty of the world? How are we to rejoice at all times? It can't be a matter of simply a mood or emotions, because those are changeable. It's also not just a decision of our will, because our wills are not perfect. The Lord's will is perfect, but ours are fallible, ours flag. So that's not enough. There's something beyond us in this idea of rejoicing, always rejoicing. It's got to be a gift that we embrace and receive. To rejoice is not something that's a human capacity, at least continuously. It's got to be something that is a gift from the Lord. So we don't rejoice at all times by pretending that everything's hunky-dory, or by gritting our teeth and saying, "I'm happy," but by receiving the goodness of the Lord and His work, even in the midst of difficulty. We know, and we've experienced at times, how the Lord has worked for our good and the good of others through our challenges. And that's something that we can recall and thank the Lord for, even in the midst of difficulty. It's not by our own strength, and it's something that we do not because everything's great, but because the Lord is at hand. The why isn't because we're great. The why is because the Lord loved the world enough to come and enter it and to give us a word of life and to promise to return again. Let your reasonableness be known to all. The Lord is at hand. Another translation I was looking at said gentleness. Let your gentleness be known. And why is that the case? We're not always reasonable. We're not always gentle. We're not always generous. And yet those are the fitting states for ones who know the end of the story. And we have confidence at the end of the story is the Lord coming to judge the earth, and the Lord calling us by name. We've been given the end of the story in Revelation. We reflected on that some during the season, but our hope is not in ourselves. And we can be reasonable, and we can be gentle, because we don't have to make all things right. Yes, we're called to work towards the coming of the kingdom, but it's in the end the Lord's responsibility, and we can simply play our part and look to learn through the victories that the Lord wins, and also through our challenges and our defeats. And know that the Lord is at hand. That's why we can be gentle or generous or reasonable, because the Lord is coming. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.